Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Yo.
Fucking Denny's.
You're fucking in the Denny's?
No, she's fucking the Denny's.
Fucking the Denny.
Fuck like Dionysus. Actually,
that's what I'm saying.
Like a kaiju mounts a Waffle House.
Put your whole dick into that Denny's.
I will. You will certainly not regret putting your whole dick into that Denny's.
You're gonna get
I've been in enough Denny's, I know what I'm getting into.
You're gonna get
turbo syphilis. The first Denny's I've denitrated.
You never had brick balls? That new STD that's on the streets.
I'm hung up on like a kaiju mounts a Waffle House. I'm stuck on that. Like that's,
oh, yeah,
that's
no, I visualized that one a little too much. Maybe
yeah, buddy.
I've never been so thankful to not have that ability.
That's in my head.
It's right okay. Too. I can commission some art for you.
Don't worry. My brain animated it like the ultimate battle of destiny or whatever from like middle school.
God, we're old. Started the damn game before Chris keeps talking and reminds me how old I am.
Yeah, you know. All right. Jumping back into it. The party arrived in Dixon. And began investigating the situation, found there was something creepy in the river that had frog people, like, feeding it, serving it, worshipping it, maybe. Unclear entirely what the relationship is there, but it's a situation. People are dying. The town is all, you know, wormificated. It's gross. Situation needed to be resolved. So they brewed up a plan with a vaguely... human-looking, tasting kind of body thing, shoved a bomb up its ass, and then teleported it to where the creature was, which promptly ate it, blew up, and then swiggity-swooty came for their booty. They discovered the thing that they are fighting is a giant, three-headed catfish snake thing with a lot of teeth and a really bad attitude.
Two-headed now.
Explosion successfully reduced that head count to two, but it's still a big ugly bastard. And the frog people responded to that situation by joining the fight. So we left ourselves deep into that fight. Astoria successfully sniped one of the frog people before it could swallow Tiernan.
No one tongues down my old man.
Hell yeah, brother.
Olathe and Taryn are up close and personal with the big beastie. Olathe's in a little bit of a tricky situation here. Chase and his doggo are spit roasting another one of them after it had briefly mind controlled Samson. Chase kind of wrestled back control of his doggo with some mind magic. Jesse whacked the big beastie with a lightning bolt, which it did not seem to care over much for. And Tiernan is trying to get out from under the effects of poison applied by the Froggo with some time magic. Didn't quite work the first time, and has also applied a, with Jesse's help, has applied a honker of a negative entropy effect onto the big beastie that he is, or I guess everybody is, waiting to see what comes of that. Did Tiernan and Doggo take their 1 point of aggravated damage at the end of the turn for
this poison?
I believe so, yes.
I thought so. I just thought about it yesterday while listening, and I wanted to make sure we didn't forget, because that's super turbo easy to forget.
Yeah, I got this one. I'm hoping by the time it gets around to the next one, it won't be relevant anymore.
One can hope. Also, if you're lighting candles, now is the time. So, we rolled initiatives last week, before we dipped out. So we are ready to go at the top of the turn order with Aletha. It's Aletha with the steel chair. Let's go.
It's Aletha with the fuck shit.
Uh-huh.
And new dice.
Of course there's new dice.
It was fucking Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's been a week.
So, I have an idea.
Okay.
We had talked about Aletha has modified the axe to some degree, and part of that was adding the incense burning thing to the end of it to be able to write in smoke, given smoke is one of her focuses. Correct?
Yeah.
So, that means there's something burning on the end. I want to use forces, I think possibly matter, and correspondence to basically create a smoke screener on myself, and anything that's in the smoke also, one, hopefully be harder to hit me, but also give me that correspondence awareness so that I don't have the negative from being surrounded.
Giving yourself cover with smoke that you can also feel. This is what Mage is about. This right here is what Mage is all about, guys.
Core, forces,
and matter.
And matter.
Because the smoke is matter. Forces, I'm assuming I would need to make more smoke.
Yeah.
And the core for being able to feel what's in the matter and know where it is around me. But the matter is also amplifying the smoke and giving me that attachment to it, to the smoke itself.
That's good shit.
I love it.
That's good shit.
I like
that.
All
right. Here's how we're going to do that mechanically. Each success is going to give you plus one. I mean, you have a shield already, so like it caps at 9, but like
once it hits 9, it can go higher. It just takes more successes at 9 to count.
Right. So yeah, and then the flip side of that is each success also will knock off one of the negatives. So you're currently in contact with 3 people,
uh-huh.
Which means you're getting a plus 3. So if you get 3 successes, it'll level all 3 of those off. That makes sense.
That's fair. I can go with that. So I'm going to throw a willpower behind this.
I like that idea.
And this should be a D5. I'm also going to throw a task behind this to bring it to a D4. Yeah, I was playing with this and I'm like, I need, hello 10, to start working with multiple spheres more. And that is 4 successes and a willpower, so 5 successes.
Okay. So that'll zero out the negatives from having them right on top of you like that.
If we want, rather than pushing past 9, we can also have the effect either extend in size or extend in duration.
With 5 successes, I will give you. It stops at 9. You've got it for the rest of the scene.
Okay. And then, do I have control of it for the rest of the scene? Like, if I want to move it, or will that be a second roll? Okay, cool.
I will let you move it. It may be something like a simple roll of some kind, but yeah, it'll be. You'll have control of it. So if you want to attach it to somebody else or move it off of yourself, you have that option. Neat. I like it.
Yeah, I had the thought of I need to start working with multiple spheres more at once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like Chris was saying yesterday, do some wizard shit about it.
It's all I know how to do.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that is a great resource for looking at unexpected sphere combinations. And so is the Nafondi book. If you deflavor some of the stuff, like de-Nafondify some of the shit that they do, there's some cool rotes and stuff that they use that use multiple spheres. Okay. That's going to bring us to Astoria then.
Cool. I would very much, let's see. We got the two big bitches and the, little frog thing. Is Olathe caught up in the frog at all?
No.
No, she's not been grabbed.
Yeah, it tried and I matched it.
Okay. And the frog things are poisoning people, right?
Correct.
Cool. I'm going to continue to try and one-shot the Froges.
Okay.
So I'm going to get this one here. and I am going to... additionally add some magic on top of that. I am going to cold shot head, and then I'm going to do the same entropy thing I did last time to make it less difficult to hit.
Okay.
And that is going to be 3 successes on the magic.
Okay, so that would bring you from a diff 8 down to a diff 5.
Okay. And then I'm going to use my attack. Everything is falling. Diff 5. 2, 6, 7... that is an excellent difficulty. That is 8 successes to hit.
Quality. All right, give me one moment. I forgot to open up the frog character sheets. Okay, let me roll some dice here. He does not especially wish to be shot.
Then we said that the allies thing does not work unless there are 2 in melee range, right? For Astoria?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to step away for a moment. Is she attacking the one next to Olathe then?
Yes.
Okay.
That is 6 successes of Please Don't Shoot Me, so I believe that'll be damage plus 5? Because you got 2 over and then the call shot head?
Yes. I think so.
Tally ho, let's go.
All right, damage plus 5. Eight damage.
Incredible. All right, let's see about some soaky soak. This shot hits him kind of in the meaty shoulder joint where the neck, like where the head attaches to the body, because these are like weird squat froge humans without necks. And it screeches rather unhappily, and is bleeding like a lot, but is still up. I just accidentally removed the fucking neck from the turn order somehow. What the hell did I just do?
Snack doesn't get a turn. Snack doesn't get a turn.
Did you delete it?
I clicked it and it disappeared. It was up after Astoria.
You know, the way he's talking, I think Snack's gonna get a turn. Damn.
Mighty unfortunate, that.
Oh, right, I was looking for a knife.
Are we on Mind Link?
No.
No.
Damn.
Okay.
We didn't do that first. One of the Mind Mages didn't go, hey?
On.
I was busy doing other shit.
Yeah, you should have mind-controlled the guy who mind-controlled your dog, so you just got them both.
We're not sure how that works. I don't know if it's a hallucinogenic or actual frog mind control or demon possession. So I went with control the dog because I know I can do that.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
We're swinging for the fences here in a second, though. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm so excited.
There were two knives already in here. I'm done.
Okay. Mr. Giant Snack Thing sees your smoke screen and raises you a thing.
No.
AoEs?
Yep.
Yep, I knew it was a possibility.
Fireball, the hard counter to mirror image.
Projectile vomit bomb.
Okay.
Oh, God. Chris, why'd you have to say that? Because now I just have this mental image of Olathe getting absolutely fucking flattened by a hairball from this thing. Like a dump truck-sized hairball, just, splat.
Just,
what are you talking about?
No, it's a water ball, but it's chunks of bodies and shit hitting her.
I was gonna say,
yeah.
It's just like an owl pellet. Just a fucking bone and hair.
Very wet owl pellet.
The bonus points for the hairball is this thing visibly doesn't have hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's other people's hair.
Just the hair.
Hair.
Oh my god,
bones.
No. Canonically, it's shedding its bones if it throws up bones.
Okay. So, the left side head.
Yeah.
Is going to release a spew of what appears to be poison gas.
Oh, perfect.
Centered right there. Sorry, let me check something real quick.
How's that going to work with Terran in the air?
Can I?
Terran is not in the air because Terran is chewing on the snake.
Can I ask a question that may help Stinger here?
Go for it.
Given that the smoky air is being maintained in an AoE around Olathe, does that combat the spread of poison gas?
Give me 1 second to check exactly how this works, and then I will answer that question.
I control the very air I breathe.
I need you to continue tanking, because I'm not trying to get involved in that.
Listen, this is Olathe. Smoke is what she breathes, god damn it. I've been practicing for this for years.
She's been smoking her whole life. How bad can the poison gas really be?
fucking lung resistance.
Hit with poison gas, asks, what is this, filtered?
Okay. So clouds of toxins cannot be dodged.
Oh, great.
Which is what I thought, but
given I got 5 actions, do you want to give me an action to shove that around a little bit? Harden that fucking smoke into a little wall as it's coming down?
Sorry, this chart is a little bit opaque. I'm trying to make sure I'm doing this right.
Do it right, do it wrong in my favor. Either one's okay.
I'm going to say no to the smoke screen blocking toxin just because it wasn't, like, it's not a...
It's the particulate, not the actual air itself.
Exactly. Yeah, so I need a stamina soak at difficulty 8 from... Okay. Taryn and Olathe.
I don't get a smoker's bonus.
Two.
Can I hold my... Did I just hold my breath?
You're assuming this is something that has to be breathed.
That's fair. Alright. You know, like, oh... Okay.
Okay. You can put willpower behind stamina, right?
No.
No, okay.
Willpower behind a soak? I don't believe so.
Okay.
A stamina check in other circumstances, yes. Soak and damage are the only two things you can't willpower.
And it doesn't reroll tens. Mm-mm. Damn it, because... Alright, then just 3 successes.
That right. said, do the toxin rules use stoke, or is it just a stamina check? Cause
it's a stamina check.
So a stamina check you would be able to use willpower on.
And I could reroll tens?
Yep. You could also buff it, because whatever the result is, besides if you take damage...
I don't have the book open or anything. I just very distinctly remember toxins being fucking weird and complicated.
Yes, it is a flat stamina. It is not, like, armor does not apply to this.
Okay, am I willpowering and rerolling this 10 or no?
It's the difference between stamina check and a soak, Ben, I guess.
Yeah.
Does the amount of success, like, is he beating a threshold to have successes? Like, if the difference is 3, does he just take 3 damage?
No, yeah, he is reducing the amount of damage that he is taking.
To me, that sounds like a soak roll. Like, it might say stamina, but every other application.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, then 3 successes.
Okay. And Taryn had 2?
2 for Taryn Bird.
2 for Taryn Bird. Okay, so Olathe takes 3 points of ag. Taryn takes 4. Unless Taryn has something to built in for resist toxin.
Resist toxin specifically? I don't think so.
Didn't think so. Okay. Yeah, the thing looks down at the two of you and spews a cloud of noxious, stinking, like brownish yellow, almost smog looking shit, with a distinct chemical odor, that washes over both of you, and you can feel it, like it burns in your lungs, your skin is blistered where it touches. It's just a really, really bad fucking experience. And that will actually bring us to the Terran bird.
Neat. Four points of ag's a lot. And that's a lot of dice reductions.
Yeah, it is. That's quite a thing to be unable to do anything about.
Sure do. That'll have to wait for Astoria's turn, I suppose. Cool. Well, Terran is going to attack, and I'm going to remember to use my rage actions at the end of the order this time. So, yes, I will do my first two attacks on the BC that just attacked. And that will be... Just scrolled down to check my poison resistance thing, so I need to scroll back up. Cool. So that will be two claw attacks.
Okay.
That is not enough dice. And brawl. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Reroll. Eight. Eight successes to hit.
Okay. Successes to not get hit, so roll some damage.
You said four?
Correct.
Okay. So damage plus four. Yeah. And that is going to be one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, also eight. Eight damage.
Nice.
And then the second attack, because it's a paired attack, one for each hand. Yep. One, two, three, four, five, eight, and nine to hit.
Okay.
Some damage. Is it using rage action to dodge?
It is not.
Okay, so that is base plus two plus eight. Okay. And that is, let's see here. One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven damage, which is disappointing based on the number of dice I just rolled.
Yeah, that was a lot of dice. Okay. So Terran, not super enthusiastic about just getting gassed, retaliates by continuing to try to burrow into this thing's fucking stomach, and just goes to town with claws, ripping chunks out of it. And the head on that side is looking decidedly worse for wear. The creature in general kind of rears back a little bit, like, that hurt more than I expected it to. I don't like this. But promptly turns back to continue the fight. Jesse. It's you.
It's me. I would like to rage. and by that I mean I assume that the clouds I summoned are still there.
I suppose,
lightning bolt.
We're going to continue to lightning bolt.
Yeah.
All right.
Zibbity zap. And I am going to use another willpower. Oh God, my sheet is okay. Why won't my sheet work? I just want to click my resources. Okay, two quintessence, one willpower. I don't remember what that makes my diff, but here we go.
I believe we had determined this was a forces 4 effect.
I would like to argue on that. It would have been forces 4 to generate the clouds and the storm. You've said the clouds and the storm are still there, so I would at least argue that that might be able to downgrade that to forces 3. You're calling more calling from existing than you are calling dead and having to make from scratch.
It's still weather control, so I think it still falls under Forces 4.
Forces 4 is a larger scale weather control. I do believe that small scale is 3. So creating the clouds in the initial thunderbolt, I think, is 4, but pulling a thunderbolt or a lightning bolt from clouds that I've already created, I think, would be 3.
Forces 4 weather control is talking about in Fulton County, it is 70% overcast with a 30% chance of rain level stuff. Forces 3 should be sufficient for like a 30 by 30 foot cloud with a lightning bolt out of it.
Fair enough.
If you have made it thunderstorming currently, which at Forces 4, you could just say, it is now a thunderstorm here.
Yeah.
Which should be sufficient to allow you to actually get away with Forces 2 to redirect the static electricity in the air now that there is a thunderstorm.
I would like to explicitly state, it is not raining. It is cloud cover with an electrical charge.
Okay.
So with two quintessence and a willpower, I rolled 8, 2, 6, and 7. I think that's 4 successes.
Difficulties don't go below 3.
Right.
So the willpower. Is anyway. Yeah. So the willpower and 8, 6. Sorry,
8, 6, 7, 2.
Yeah. So 4 successes with the willpower.
And we're gonna hit it at the exact same spot, if possible.
Okay.
Hold shot, lightning bolt.
Just a reminder, Chris's thing of make everything that hits the worm thing worse is still up, Ben?
Yes.
Also guilty.
Okay. Don't worry. There's something in my back pocket for the entropy curse. I have not forgotten it. I've been thinking about it all week.
All right, zippity zooty, shot okay. That booty.
Tell you what, to hit the same spot.
Entropy and 2 target or entropy 1 target weakness.
I also have core.
Yeah, core or entropy would allow that.
I have both of those at 4, so.
I mean, it won't make a difference at that point.
Tell you what. I'll give you this one for a freebie. In future, if you called this a forces entropy effect to not only lightning bolt, but to lightning bolt a specific location, I would say, how would that work?
Mechanically, not any different. You would roll your damage, or you'd roll your arate, and then just get two successes per damage, or two damage dice per success. Mage mostly just allows you to flavor your shit in a lot of different ways and keeps it pretty consistent across the board for the damage output from arate.
That's fair.
It would not have increased her difficulty to just tie in an entropy one little bit on the end there to guide it, or correspondence, or both.
Okay, fair enough. I was just thinking of a way to to give some additional impact to hitting it in the same spot.
For what it's worth, I think a lightning bolt is mad at you because you're connected to the ground.
Yeah.
That's a whole
If it was me, it would go based on whether or not a creature feels like it should have any particular weakness. Does it have some kind of, like, thick outer armor that maybe has taken some damage? Because in that case, I could see maybe knocking one or two off of its soak roll, and then another one or two if you hit it there again. But I don't think it would change much of what Elaine is doing with Jesse on her end.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to knock off some of its soak because you're hitting it in the same spot. Okay, roll me 8 damage dice.
Okie dokie. And for the fun of the flavor, I am throwing in my cheese dice.
Cheese dice, amazing.
Yeah, they look like cheese.
Is that why you said flavor?
Yes. It just feels very mortadello to have cheese dice. Okay, and it's anything above a 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is 6.
Phenomenal. All right. Big old sneaky bastard gets zapped again by lightning. Clearly does not care for the experience. And is smoking from the spot where it keeps getting zapped. Kind of recoils back like an angry snake. And you should not be able to hear a creature hissing from that far away, but sure enough, you do.
I think if it's that big of a creature, I think you can.
Yeah. Both heads are now looking firmly in a Jesse-esque direction.
Jesse's glaring right back.
Excellent.
That tracks.
And still screaming, honestly. Still, like, if we're being screaming. So fucking real, she is just battle crying this entire time.
Like, sobbing?
No, not yet.
Chase. Wait until somebody goes down.
Yeah, give it a minute.
Yes. That's me. Roll 20 was mean to me last time I rolled there, so I'm going back to Google Docs. Shocking no one, we're going to continue attempting to put down the frog dude right in front of me. Because he's right in front of me, and I don't have to go anywhere for that.
That's valid.
The most chase way to go. I don't gotta go anywhere for this.
Yeah, pretty much. And through the power of yet another fancy Samson reroll, you really are running out of essence there, aren't you, buddy? I've gone through 10 of my 20 essence in this fight already.
God.
In this fight and the prep for it, at least. However, that is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the willpower makes 9 successes to shankatize this thing in the back, since there's a Samson there. Or in the front. I think, because it turned around, didn't it?
It did turn around.
Yeah. Well, either way, he's still in combat with two people, and there hopefully is. Won't be able to put up 9 successes too
nope.
easily.
Only 5. So give me damage plus 4.
Nice. That many dice. Well,
Samson, re-roll?
No, I don't think you can actually re-roll damage, but I found my tens where they don't explode, but still, I found my tens, and that is going to be 9 damage out of 10 damage dice.
Phenomenal. Alrighty. Okay. Monsieur Frog kind of falls to one knee, slumped over, bleeding profusely from the giant sword slash that just went across the front of its abdomen, and looks about ready to croak.
Shut the fuck up.
Ben, how dare you try and French us just because they're frogs?
Yeah.
I know what I'm offended about. I'll take the bad puns, but you can't make me deal with French.
Okay.
Where's my apple cider vinegar?
1 second.
Well, we're getting close to phase one being done. Mr. Frogman, why does your icon have nipples and a belly button?
Don't worry, it just berserks and increases damage by 500% if we don't kill it tonight.
Yeah, you know. I'm just concerned why...
Not the raid boss mechanics.
I just want to point out, Ben had the option of making the icon Crazy Frog and didn't.
I'm just worried about why this frog token has nipples and a belly button. They're not mammals.
It's someone's kid.
Why is that happening?
Don't worry about it.
Why have they been staring at whilst they're living room this whole time?
Do you think someone didn't make a fucking bastard werebreed and think about fucking it?
It's Pentax. You're probably right.
There's a scientist. He got fucked.
It's Pentax. You're probably right.
Yikes.
Those guys are weird. They like worship pollution or something? I don't know.
One second.
For entropy.
So do a lot of people.
Also,
a lot of other things.
Because we have wizard training, I would like to note that is exactly what Chase would have said referring to Pentax, because he knows very little about them other than, I don't know, they like worship pollution or something.
Okay. Mr. Frog.
Die about it.
Suddenly, turns into liquid. As in just, there's a splash into the grass, and now your feet are wet.
Gross.
Samson's paws are wet. It stinks. Like, it's decidedly gray water. But Mr. Froggo no longer appears to be here.
Thank God for boots. I'm sorry, Samson.
Oof. And Froggo number two... I guess technically Froggo, that's Froggo number three. Is
he affected by the toxin?
They have resist toxin.
It's not immune.
Yeah. Gonna stop being here. Go after the one that just threw a lightning bolt at its god.
Where's my attack of opportunity?
Wrong game system, buddy.
I miss those.
Jesse.
Just say.
Mr. Frog makes a very large flying leap in a your way direction.
I hate it.
And because these things have one primary trick in their book, and it's propel the mouth at the food, an attempt to consume the food, get tonguinated about it.
Okay, ew.
Yeah, you know.
Oozing that vanilla flaw.
Not like this, not like this, not like this. Do I get a dodge? I don't get a dodge.
One moment to roll his attack.
Yeah. What do I roll to dodge?
Dex Athletics.
Oh my god, I have those.
You do have those.
I have 7 of those even.
Or Dex Melee to block.
Also that.
Chris.
Which has the added benefit that
7 successes of
Dex Melee to block. I have 7 to that too.
That is 7 successes of Rap Jesse in Pung.
Oh no.
Growing up with brothers helped.
Dice pool of 7 either way is looking a little sketchy for
Hokey dokey.
By the power of 4d10, she may yet survive.
Can't willpower.
Use willpower? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can use willpower on this.
I'm very bad about remembering my resources usually, and I have fucking 9 willpower. I may as well. If I'm making big moves, I may as well. Okay, here we go.
Normally you don't because you're not sleeping.
9 willpower?
Yes, dude. Have you met
Jesse?
Yeah,
she kept failing nightmare rolls.
Well, yeah. That's for flavor. I'm trying not to die. Okay. Kernanos, bless me, please. Dear God. Literally, dear God.
Literally, dear
God.
Ooh,
that is a 10. Oh. Okay, what's the diff? Hold on. What's the diff?
Diff 6.
Okay. Seven?
You got 7 successes?
Yeah.
Okay.
8 with the willpower.
Incredible. Jesse.
Got his fucking tongue off.
Does this count as an unarmed attack for the purposes of
oh my god, please, can I grab by the tongue and fucking throw it on the ground?
You could pin it by itself.
You are blocking with a harpoon, technically, if you're doing dex melee.
Spear through the mouth!
So,
Yeah, if you would like. I feel like tongue almost counts as a weapon in this case, but...
That would be the distinction that needs to be decided on.
The tongue counts as a weapon in this case.
Big, thick, poisonous tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Big, meaty
tongue. I mean, is it rolling Dex Melee during this?
It's...
Not, dude. This is a whole other thing.
Not every Dex Brawl. This is a gift. Not every Brawl attack is going to provoke it, either.
Yeah.
Like, a werewolf's claws, I think, would typically be counted as weapons.
Yep.
Given that they're sharp and hard enough to deal ag damage, I think that they're not really at any more risk than you would be with a knife, and if they have a knife, then it doesn't count either.
Yep. Okay, so Jesse sees this frog leap away from Olathe and at her, and more or less at the... As it's descending from the air, the tongue flashes out. Jesse sees it coming. Probably has the brown pants a little bit. Sidesteps with the harpoon. Slaps the tongue out of the way with a... Absolutely not!
Yeah, fuck you!
Ew, ew, ew.
Ew.
But you killed.
They in a hot shower close enough for that.
And
my bones hurt.
Man, needing a shower after.
That brings us to Jessica, whose feet are also
not open yet. Did I do any damage?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take it.
That's what we were talking about.
Okay.
It's not a weapon against an arm. The tongue is a weapon.
So it would be a parry, technically, as opposed to a...
Yes.
Okay, okay.
But in order to parry, you need to get more successes than them, not the same.
Okay, she that's good.
You had one more.
You had one more.
It's if they are unarmed, as in, like, fists or, like, a pig charging at you, or something that can't reasonably defend itself from a bladed weapon while attempting to attack you, if you score more successes with your block, you get an attack as though you had rolled that number of successes to hit.
Okay, but...
But
that, it's a tongue?
Tongue being basically a 10-foot long whip covered in poison.
Oh, it's 10 feet. What the fuck? I
believe that Benji had specified it was long enough to, like, wrap around Tiernan several times while the frog was not directly in contact with him.
Yes.
So that is what's... Yeah, that's what's qualifying it as not being completely unarmed. It doesn't... Okay. It's not that's in as much risk as if somebody was trying to just run up and punch you while you've got a spear.
Yeah. All okay, right. fair enough.
Jessica is going to move to the one target that she can reach in melee. And it is... this asshole.
Is she gonna stab the ocean to go fight Poseidon? Like in a much smaller version?
She's not buying the it ain't here anymore.
Set it on fire.
That's really weird.
Going over to stab the puddle rather than the two giant snakes around Olathe.
She can't get that far.
It's a mage.
I got you, homie.
Two mage things about it.
She is, in fact, going to try and boil the water off.
See, that's way smarter, because I was thinking she was about to roll up with the flamethrower, and had a brief thought of, like, hey, wait, I'm standing in that.
The first thought was electrify it, but wait a minute. She does her little, like, hand ray focus thing to, like, focus sunlight onto it, and there is a flash of steam as some of the water boils away. But there's still water there. Like, gross fucking water that somebody emptied out of the bottom of, like, a camper van that nobody emptied this toilet thing on for a couple of years.
Now all I can think of is fucking, what is it? Christmas Vacation? National Lampoon?
And that is going to bring us to... Comrade Tiernan. Before...
I'm gonna be the quickest one.
Yes and no. As you go to do your thing, give me perception awareness. Jesse, do the same thing.
Repeat that.
Perception awareness.
Okay. What diff? Sorry.
Difficulty 7.
Difficulty 5.
Not for this.
Okay.
Three successes.
All right.
Four.
Okay. Both of you are aware. You kind of feel, you both put entropy out there into the universe.
Yeah.
It's out there. You can feel that it's out there working. And you can feel rather suddenly that entropy coming back and getting loud. And you have this perception that you have tickled the forces of the universe in just the right way, that something very dramatic is about to happen to that big snaky bastard.
Jesse is going to shoot a wide-eyed glance at Tiernan on the off chance that he also felt it.
Old man hair stands up.
Right, like, look at
all. Yeah, Jesse, it's like, you feel like a roiling in your gut, like an instinctual something big this way comes. Tiernan, it's like the hair stands up, the tattoo of Tyr symbol kind of itches a little bit, like something is telling you the entropic forces you put out there are answering, and shit's about to get exciting.
It's not like I need to get out of the way.
Right, like, yeah, like I'm getting flea. It's giving flea.
Oh god, Jesse got fleas.
Shit, first worms, now fleas. What are we gonna do with this?
Just tell me if I'm blatantly in the big wrong. Flea feels okay. Right.
Yeah, flea feels
it feels
right.
Like when you describe it like that, it sounds like explode.
The instinct is probably don't run up and give this thing a hug in the near future.
That's gonna lead to a everyone should back up being said out loud. With a slight gesture, but still I need to deal with the fact I'm taking aggravated damage from poison.
Yep.
So, that's everyone else's problem to react to. With a willpower and two quintessence, I think I'm fighting a diff 9 originally.
Yeah, you are.
And you have your points from the last one.
Wait, because of the penalties?
No, because traveling back in time is hard.
Oh.
Traveling back in time is fucking hard.
You did have at least one success already.
Yeah, but also time went forward still, so that part sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So this might just not work out for me. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can call upon to not fucking die about it, frankly. But there's not a lot other than willpower and Quint.
One second. There is. Make your roll. Go ahead, make your roll. And I'm gonna.
Oh, hi. Wow, look at me. One success. I fucking hate this game.
The dice are fucking you.
You and dice.
Doesn't matter if they're real, digital, or what.
Tiernan.
Well, that's two successes, buddy.
High or low?
Stay high all the time.
Okay.
That's right, my boy.
Nat fucking 20. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, God, smite this thing, would you mind? Magic's not that working.
Entropy.
That's paradox, buddy.
Not necessarily.
Tiernan.
I have no paradox yet, so.
Where your symbol of Tyr was itching before, it suddenly burns as if someone just poured hydrochloric acid all over it.
I'm moan in ecstasy. No.
Probably.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but like, it's not a cult of ecstasy moan, if you get my drift.
You feel Tyr's guidance reach down from above, below, within, wherever old buddy is right now. In mechanical terms, Guardian Angel just procced. Reroll your Arate.
Yeah, sir.
Good for you, man.
Wow. Look at it go. 4 successes is way better than 1.
Hell yeah. God said do it.
Which is 5 total. Yeah.
Tiernan, you rewind back to where you were before you got grabbed and poisoned.
I'm going mostly off memory. I imagine this happening shortly after jumping off said boat. So, like, I don't know, here.
Yeah.
Physically, that's the rewind, I think.
I'm not asking for roles for this. Astoria and Jesse both kind of notice that Tiernan is in one spot and then in another. Also, there is really strong, really weird juju coming off of him right now. God juju. You've both had experiences with God juju fairly recently. That's definitely what that was. What the fuck?
That's cool. Does he get to fling that arrow again?
That was my follow-up.
Fucking send it, bud.
7 dice. Go ahead.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how we decided it last time, because I listened to the episode again.
Well, yep. Sweet. Well, that's probably not as many successes as you wanted.
No, it's not.
Can't win them all.
He didn't botch.
Didn't botch.
It's a damage roll.
Ah, well. Get in there.
He didn't botch and heal it with his damage roll.
The important fact is I'm assuming this took me back the 2 rounds intended to some degree.
Yes. Arrow zooms off, hits the thing, and kind of falls to the ground. I do need...
don't have Artemis on my side today.
I do need a point of paradox for the time rewind-o business.
Deal, that's my 1.
Yep. And your special d20 has not arrived yet, so I'm going to use one of my spares. That's a 6, you're Gucci. All right, that brings us to Comrade Samson the Doge, and then Rage Actions.
Oh, don't forget, Rage Actions can get you away from the Exploding Serpent.
Well,
yeah. Comrade Samson. And Tiernan / Jesse had communicated that it feels like some bad shit's about to happen, yes?
Jesse didn't say anything, but she's very expressive with her face, and she definitely looks like something's wrong.
Very few people are looking at Jesse right now. You should probably say something.
Well, I thought Tiernan said something.
Yeah. Hello.
Tiernan, just quietly. You should move away from that.
No, Chris and Moth were talking at the same time. Chris was saying that Tiernan had said back away from the serpent.
Yeah.
So that's going to be sufficient. Stampson is currently faced with a puddle of water that he has no tools with which to engage.
Dog slap water.
Yeah.
Piss
he doesn't have the magic.
Disrespect the surroundings.
And then it's what? One square per dex rating, right?
Yep.
He's just going to move back here. Because that's one square per dex rating, and it's away from the thing, and he wants to be safe. Because he's a good boy, and he listens to combat callouts. Uh-huh. And that's going to be his turn. I suppose, you know, ready in action to bite if something pops out of thin air next to him, but yeah, that's it.
That will be rage actions for... Ooh, that was close. That'll be rage actions for Olathe, then.
I have an odd question. I have a couple of questions. First of all, can I delay my rage actions till after the snake creature?
You can always delay your turn until after someone else's.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I might need the dodges.
That's even like a reasonable thing to delay for that fits in character of I'm going to focus on defense now because that thing's scary.
I'd like to not get eaten. Thank you.
That's the first one. The second one is, River's in the bag. I'm assuming if River comes out of the bag to do healing lick again, she's gonna have to deal with the toxin.
Correct.
And the third one is, was Tyrion actually loud enough for Olathe to hear, given she's got both these creatures on top of her?
Roll me a perception alertness.
I was like, buddy, I'm not gonna shout into the mic to hurt all your ears.
Well, I'm just... Just hear him yell it, or is it just kind of?
He intends for the people in melee range to hear him, because you're it.
Give me a.
They're the ones he's talking to.
Give me a perception alertness diff 7. Nothing fancy.
Yep.
I don't disagree. It's probably loud up there, but
alert. And now I'm gonna ask a question that might hurt me. Does the minus one for health?
Yes.
Okay, that takes a die.
Everything
out,
except Arate and willpower.
Yep.
Okay.
And stamina rolls.
Well, the glass and ones stamina. Need to go last.
Soap rolls.
I don't want to damage my glass roll.
That room.
You know. Okay, another question. Mm-hmm. Does, you know what? She's against Olathe. It should work in my favor. I'm gonna use the good luck charm thing.
Okay.
Cause, that was a quad botch. With a 10 involved.
You just quad botched perception alertness?
With a 10 involved.
Get out of the way! Here's suck its dick!
Right? I'm pretty sure Tyrion just told me to crawl inside it.
Alright,
hide underneath it. You! That's how we beat it!
It was diff 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one success.
Jump in the neck hole.
It's faint, but you hear Tiernan in the distance basically saying, get away.
Okay, well, I've delayed till after this thing's action, so let's do that, and then...
Okay.
Does that, I'll be able to ask one more question then of if Olathe's perception is extending through the cloud, does she see through the cloud or is it just what's moving through it?
Terranbird, then.
Okay. Let's see. Does, carrying a person change his movement speed?
What is his strength stat?
5.
In that case, I'm going to say no.
Cool. I'm going to spend two of my three actions attacking, and then I'm going to pick Olathe up and remove her from the melee area. So, Bubby, could you be less loud, please? First attack is 12 successes.
Bruh.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, man, that's with the minus two.
God, I love this bird.
I rolled really well. The rest of them did not roll that well.
Question. Does this thing take the minus for being in combat with both Olathe and Taryn?
Are you considered flanking and fighting two mice on your table?
I don't know that it had to be flanking, did it?
They don't have to be directly opposite or anything like Pathfinder rules, but I believe last session Benji had said that we didn't count because we're tiny compared to it.
That.
Okay, that's what, yeah. I knew there was some reason it might not have counted.
Yeah, it's because its head is 14 of you.
I'm just visualizing myself boxing two, like, Ratatouille-esque mice.
Plus, on the opposite end of that is that with two heads and the ability to perceive in more than one direction at a time, it would be exceptionally hard to... Because the things that allow you to negate it yourself are Correspondence 360 Vision and Mind Vision to multitask and keep a, like, focus on multiple opponents at a time. So, like, I feel like a two-headed creature wouldn't struggle with that too much.
Okay, only five successes to dodge, so give me damage plus seven. Terranator.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Ten.
I had to put a correction on that, sorry.
Alright. Taryn rips off another large chunk of this thing's fucking flesh. Excuse me. And seems to have almost reached the spine on this particular head, if that's what's in there. He can see bone. There's bone in there. And he wants it.
Get the bone. Who's a good boy?
Samson. It's like dead sort of, or it's incapacitated sort of way, or like
it's that particular head is kind of swaying drunkenly. It's not long for this world.
Okay. Neat. Taryn did not use his actual movement during his turn. Can he use that too?
Yeah, I believe okay. So. Baby, I think you're muted. Unless you're.
Yes, I am. How do diagonal squares work?
excuse me.
So is it? Okay, hold on. So is it 4 feet of movement? 4 feet of movement.
Yes.
Okay. So he's gonna use. Let me select. Oh my god, roll 20, please. He's going to move there, so he's adjacent to Olathe. He's going to attack this one now. With 9 to hit.
Okay.
Is he not finishing off the other one?
It's not long for this world, and something bad's about to happen.
Fair enough.
9 to hit that one?
Yes.
Roll me damage plus 1.
Okay.
Okay. Taryn goes to slash at this one, and it kind of glances off of a scale, and it doesn't seem to penetrate to the fleshy bits beneath.
Oakley doakley. 5 for the next one.
Okay. It's going to use its last action to hopefully not have that happen to it. Six to dodge.
Okie dokie. And the last one was 4.
All right. Roll me damage plus 4.
Okay. Four. Oh no, your dice are scrabbling across the floor. 2, 3, 4. 6. Stop dropping your dice.
Yeah, sorry.
I love that you can now call him out on it.
Yeah. I thought you were talking to yourself.
No, I can hear them scrabbling across the hardwood in the other room.
I was like, brother, relax. It's okay.
No, I'm heckling our DM.
You don't have to be so hard on yourself.
Okay. You do have to heckle the DM, though.
That's true.
I found every 10 in the universe, and second verse, same as the first. It's able to kind of wiggle an intact shell, scale in the way and shrug off the claws.
Okie dokie. Picking Olathe up and then using remainder of the movement to get here. 1, 2, 3. Oops. Hello. Please let me pick up Taryn Bird. 1, 2, 3. And then using that last action to get the full movement away again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Olathe, pick your ass up and come over here.
Okay. So I am here now.
Yeah, Olathe, you find yourself basically bodily lifted through the air by the back of your armor by giant Murderbird, which proceeds to sprint in the opposite direction.
I feel like this is not the first time Olathe has been picked up by fucking Taryn.
Probably not.
At the very least, she's probably been picked up when sharing Rivers' perspective.
You get a fucking loop on the back of your armor now, so Taryn doesn't gouge into it anymore.
Mm-hmm. This is practice.
I mean, a couple of my plate carriers have loops on the back of them for getting dragged.
Yeah.
It's a thing. All right, so, yeah, Olathe, you pretty much just barely have time to process that Tiernan said to get away. Taryn, you know, disrespects his surroundings, throws claws all over the place, grabs you, and skedaddles. You basically just kind of getting yeeted through the air. And then, rather unexpectedly for anyone that's not Tiernan and Jesse.
Is Olathe taking her?
Oh. Well, you said you were holding for its actions. It's not acting, so what do?
I need to find out how many of those I had. I think it was 5. 5, okay. Well, I don't have entropy. So, River's popping her head out now that it's safe, taking away one of these ag. And, I've been told to get away. So I'm going to pop a quint into the axe and activate that returning. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I believe it is still Dex melee to throw.
Or is it death? Fuck. Dex
it
athletics.
Is Dex athletics to throw.
That does.
I would say though to yeet an axe, fucking 40 feet.
I mean, tomahawks are made for throwing.
Not 40 fucking feet. I
think your range anchorman is like 3 or 4 meters per strength. I think they just keep that kind of stuff.
That's it?
Brother, have you thrown an axe before? Like, at all?
Yeah.
It's impressive to shoot an arrow with the, like, full setup, like 100 feet.
Yeah, 40 feet is an insane distance to throw an axe.
It's also an argument of accuracy.
And like, having any kinetic energy when it gets to the arrival end.
Bounces off the enemy lightly. Eh.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? If you throw it the wrong way, it just flatheads them.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Dick end.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I do the treasure. And that's all I got then.
I will figure out exactly what the throwing rule is. But it's in here somewhere. I will figure that out for you. But yeah, it's not going to be 40 feet for a tomahawk.
Would it not just be a +2 to the difficulty for being at double range?
I suppose that raises the question of what is range. That, we're back to that question.
What's the weapon section again?
I'm working on it right now.
Because I know we've thrown different weapons pretty far. That's too far. Let's
don't have a listing.
There's thrown weapons, but it doesn't say. Does tomahawks listed as a thrown weapon, difficulty 6, strength +1 / lethal. Where does it say how far you throw, though?
And in ranged attacks.
Yeah, in ranged combat weapons. Maneuvers, it's just dex plus athletics, difficulty 6. Damage is weapon. Targeting location difficulties.
Yeah, it doesn't really specify the distance, but like, it's a pretty big target, which might help you against the distance, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, in the interest of not spending all night on this, I will find or create a rule for how far weapons can be thrown. I will allow you to do this at a difficulty 9 for right now, because throwing an axe 40 feet is just not a thing, but I will find or create the rule.
Okay, so you want a diff 9. Alright, well that's 2 successes for the first one.
Okay, roll damage plus 2.
Let me double check the number of dice that I threw here is the correct number, because I had thrown them for the dance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There should be one more die.
Apparently the world record for distance for the axe throw is 143 feet. The record for the longest standard-sized bullseye is only 30 feet.
Olympians, on average, can throw something close to a 2-pound rock, which is similar to the weight of a tomahawk, about 77 feet. Cut that shit in half for accuracy is what my brain says.
Accuracy and it having the kinetic energy to do fucking anything other than bounce by the time it gets there.
All right. Well,
did we throw axes at targets that were 10 feet away and watch them bounce off? Like,
I guess it 2 suck.
Yeah, roll damage plus 2.
Phenomenal.
All right.
This is why I get into these games, for the nitty gritty.
I learned that there's a pretty fucking impressive world record for the farthest axe throw. I wouldn't have learned that otherwise.
Does it, like, stick in the wood at that distance?
No shot.
I think that's just how far can you throw an axe for that world record was 143. Like I said, the other one that popped up when I googled world record axe throw was longest distance bullseye at 30 feet 3 inches. For a standard size target.
Damage doesn't reroll tens. So
maybe the one
damage
that went that far was an axe body spray.
Nice.
You hear me then?
No, I did not.
Tens don't reroll, so
no. Aha, I have a rule.
Oh, okay.
A flying object loses 1 die of effect after the first 20 feet unless it's self-propelled or aerodynamic, 2 dice after 30 feet, and 3 after 50 feet.
So it would be diff 6. It would have just lost damage die?
It also can increase the dice for distance. So you will increase dice for things at a distance and decrease the damage dice.
What do you mean by increased dice?
Huh?
Do you mean increase difficulty?
Yeah, sorry. You'll increase the difficulty if things are far away, and it also decreases the effectiveness of the damage.
That tracks. So per 20 feet, it's 1.
Okay. For the first 20 feet, unless self-propelled or aerodynamic, it loses 1 dice of effect.
Okay.
2 dice after 30 feet and 3 after 50.
Which tracks with the tomahawk being 1 damage lower on the throw table, because it's taking that 1 out already.
Yeah, but that still means at 30 feet, you're throwing at a difficulty 9 and having 3 less damage dice.
Would it automatically jump to the diff 9?
Or diff 8, excuse me. And here you're throwing 40, so you're halfway.
Alright, in the interest of time, I'm just not gonna...
Regardless, it soaked the attack anyway.
Sure. And then... And then three expression. Two, three. Three extra reactions for the next round, and I'll just call it there.
Okay.
I can't do another Arte roll, so I can't do anything to propel it.
Does that make it rage actions for Chase?
Yes, it does.
Cool. Are there still visible frogmen, or have they all turned into
Yep, bubbles? There's one.
Hold on. It's the one right in front of Jesse?
Yep.
Okay. Well, rage actions go burr.
See that. God damn it.
I've got three. Oh. Sting, how many actions did you have left?
I had five actions, and I threw for one and did the other one, but I had been scrolled up too far and didn't see that one because it was behind Elaine's picture for me.
I'm cool with rolling it back to your turn if you would like to take those rage actions.
Oh, I would appreciate that. One, two.
I'm assuming no one else is going to protest that. Go right ahead, Sting.
Cool. Yeah, sorry, I was just scrolled up looking at where I had been in the fight. Alright then, well. Dex attack and chop it with an axe.
Go for it.
Two, one, two, three, five, six, seven, six. Yeah. Six to hit.
Okay, right, 1 second. I'm going to use a rage action to dodge. It's actually going to refresh real funny. That's cool. That is 7 to dodge.
Alright, so
exploding tens.
That's fair. It dodges the first one.
Yep.
I need another 4. And then I need all of you plus one more. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to hit.
All right, roll damage plus 5.
Okay. Plus 5 to hit. So that is strength plus 2 for the axe plus 5. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
All righty.
Yeah.
Rear back and swing the tomahawk at the frog. It kind of skitters back away from the first one with a pretty self-satisfied look on its face. Fails to get out of the way of the second one and loses its head for it. The second swing neatly clips the fucker's head off.
All right. And then for last action, or last round there, I guess put herself back up at effectively the front.
Didn't you hear us say get away?
I mean, she's not getting any closer than that, but she's just the same distance that Tyr is away. Just, about the same distance. I'm trying to make sure it doesn't reach you.
Like you're gonna fucking stop it if it tries.
She can try.
Olathe's pretty cool. She might manage it.
Look, Carrot killed the frogs, pissed off the snakes, killed the werewolves. She's not got the worst track record.
All right, Chase.
Yes, sorry, I was muted because loud soup slurping. I feel much better now, though. So, Chase is also suddenly without targets to engage, mostly because Jesse seems to have the weird puddle handled. Chase is going to reach up, snag one of his last remaining frog charms out. Yeah. And give that bitch a good rip to teleport himself upwards. I don't know, is charms... I guess that probably would count as a full action.
Charms are a quick action. Well, didn't he already have flying activated, though?
Yes.
Fair enough.
500 feet up in the air is much further than he can travel in one round, though. And likely much further than any of these things can travel in one round. But given that fancy changeling magic does fancy changeling things, can I have two of these actions occur at more or less the same time?
Repeat the two actions for me. Real quick.
The second action that I would like to take is to astral project. Would like to teleport body to safety 500 feet up, where the flying amulet will keep me 500 feet up away from these people. But leave my mind and soul more or less where I was.
Fucking wild. Yeah. You did not Arate, so you have that as an option.
Okay.
That should be doable.
I, through the power of Samson reroll and some quintessence.
Another Samson reroll. Get fucked, dude.
Yeah, man. We're down to 9 out of 20 essence on Samson. However, my rolls have been good, thanks to Samson rerolls. And a couple of quintessence, because for the moment I have plenty. To bring myself down to a difficulty of 4 for this one. Minus 1 for the enchanting feature. Because we all have a mirror on the inside of our shields, because so many of our correspondo mages use mirrors.
Olathe made sure of that.
Yep, so Chase is going to use that to look into his own eyes and hypnotize himself right out of his body as he tears the frog. And that is going to be 5 successes. Sorry, 4 successes. Worth of astral project.
That'll do ya. I need to read over astral projection a little bit more at some point.
I have entered a parallel plane of the mind.
Yeah. I mean, I know because I made y'all do it for your seeking. I just mechanically all of the stuff that goes into it.
A lot.
He's Chris Angel Mind Freak now.
But what's important to me is two things, one of which is all according to plan for Chase, and the other of which is something that I as a player know by looking at the screen. Is it realistic to say that Chase encounters a mind pattern the moment he enters the astral plane, because there's a person right in front of him still?
Yes, in fact.
Okay. I was figuring you would have taken the token away if it was actually dead. The overall plan was going to be to possess the Hydra thing, but if there's a frog dude right in front of us, that's probably like actually useful information, because we're still more or less confident this thing is not intelligent. The worm thing has not behaved in an intelligent way.
I suppose you could make that assumption.
I know Chase only had like one success on his occult roll, so he probably knows the basics of it's super poisonous and super evil, and that's about it. So I'm going to go ahead and play assuming what's probably a false assumption. And either way, we're going to go ahead and now attempt to possess the frogman with my third remaining action.
Okay. Fucking wild. I remember reading about that at some point. I think it was in How Do You Do That.